All right, today we're going to decode the hidden machinery of your torso and your legs. We're going to peel back all the layers to really understand how this incredible system works from the inside out. Let's dive in. You've heard it everywhere, right? In the gym, from your physical therapist, in every fitness article online. Engage your core. You need a stronger core. It's become this massive buzzword. But what is it really? Why is everyone so completely focused on this one part of the body? Well, here's the big secret right up front. If you're only thinking about a six-pack, you are missing like 90% of the story. Your true core is a much deeper, way more complex, and honestly a much more fascinating system than just the muscles you can see in the mirror. So, to really get this, we're going to solve the core conundrum, and we're going to do it by building a completely new model of your torso. We're starting from the inside out, with the deepest, most critical stabilizing muscles that, you know, you probably never even think about. Okay, so the best way to really picture this deep system is to imagine a canister right inside your torso, like a sturdy, pressurized can. The strength of this can doesn't just come from one side. It comes from the equal, coordinated pressure of its top, its bottom, and its walls repping all the way around. Let's start building this thing, beginning with the top, the lid. That's your diaphragm. And it's not just for breathing. Every single time you take a breath in, this powerful muscle pushes down, acting as the lid and creating that initial downward pressure. Now for the walls of our canister. Meet your transversus abdominis. This is your absolute deepest ab muscle, and its fibers wrap horizontally around your middle, literally like a corset. When it tightens, it cinches everything inward, creating this incredible wall of pressure. It's not about creating movement. It's all about creating stability. So what about the back? Well, at the back of our canister, giving support directly to the spine, are the multifidus muscles. You can think of them like a protective sheath that runs right along your vertebrae. They create inward pressure from behind, perfectly balancing out the tension from the front and sides. And finally, the base. The bottom of our canister is the pelvic floor. It's this muscular hammock or sling that supports all your organs from below. When it engages, it creates an upward pressure, which finally seals our stable cylinder. So here's the magic. It's how these four parts work in perfect sync. The diaphragm presses down, the pelvic floor pushes up, and the transversus and multifidus squeeze inward from all sides. And what you get is this amazing, stable cylinder of intra-abdominal pressure that makes your spine incredibly strong and safe. That, right there, is your true core. Okay, so with our deep stabilizing canister firmly in place, now we can start building the outer layers on top of it. These are the muscles you're probably a little more familiar with, the engines of movement, the body's external armor. You see, your abdominal wall actually has four distinct layers. We've already met the deepest one, our stabilizer, the transversus abdominis. Layered right on top of that, you've got your internal obliques, then your external obliques, and finally, on the very top, the one everyone knows, the rectus abdominis, AKA the six-pack. Now what's so cool is how the obliques work together to help you twist and turn. Here's a super easy way to remember this. For the external obliques, just imagine putting your hands in your front pockets. See how they run down and in? That's the direction of the fibers. The internal obliques run the exact opposite way, up and in. This means when you rotate, one side's internal oblique actually teams up with the opposite side's external oblique. Pretty clever, huh? All right. Let's talk about a really critical bridge, a muscle that forms a direct, physical link between your upper body and your lower body, crossing right over the front of your hip. So here's a great trivia question for you. Think about it for a second. What is the one and only muscle in your entire body that directly connects your spine, your lower back specifically, to your legs?
The answer is the PSOS major, which is part of the iliopsoas group. It starts way up on your lower vertebrae, runs down through your pelvis, and attaches right to the top of your thigh bone. It's a super powerful muscle for lifting your leg up. But here's the catch. Because it's attached to your low back, if it gets tight, say from sitting all day, it can literally pull your spine forward, and that is a major, major contributor to low back pain for so many people.
So now that we've connected the top half to the bottom half, let's get into the real engine room of human movement, the incredibly powerful muscles of your hips and thighs that generate force from the ground up. And that powerhouse? It's your glutes. The gluteus maximus is the biggest muscle in your whole body, giving you that raw power to push your hips forward. Think climbing stairs or just standing up from a chair. But just as important are the medius and minimus, which are on the side of your hip, They're all about stability. Every single time you take a step, it's your gluteus medius that keeps your pelvis from dropping to one side, so you don't waddle when you walk.
Now, let's look at the beautiful balancing act happening in your thigh. On the front, you've got the quads, and their job is to straighten your knee. On the back, you have the hamstrings, and they do the opposite. They bend the knee. They're this classic opposing pair, always working together to control your movement with precision.
So, as we kind of zoom out and look at the big picture, the single most important thing to take away from all this is simple. None of these muscles ever work alone. From that deep core canister to the powerful glutes, your body is one continuous, deeply interconnected system.
This interconnectedness is exactly why a problem in one spot rarely stays in that one spot. Let's go back to that tight psoas we talked about. Because of all these deep connections, its tightness doesn't just mess with the hip, it can yank on the lower back, creating pain and problems up and down the entire chain.
So, we've just walked through the hidden blueprint of your body's engine room. Understanding this system, the stable canister, those crucial bridges, and the powerful engines, it totally changes how you think about movement. So the real question becomes, now that you know the blueprint, how will you move?